Graduation for a good number of them is in, well, about 30 days, which means we get to scale back our schedules a bit. We're going to work on research and teach smaller summer school classes, perhaps take a few weeks off to refresh our batteries. We're lucky. We have the best of both worlds, the three of us, working journalists and educators who get to cash in on some of the perks of a summer vacation or prolonged break at Christmas time. Our colleagues who work full-time in newsrooms aren't that lucky, and according to researchers at the University of Kansas, those long stretches spent is leading to some pretty significant burnout. Interestingly enough, that study also indicates women tend to be burning out faster than men.
I'm not surprised by this. And by the way, the person that did this research, Scott Rinardi, is an MU graduate of our
Oh, well,
program.
Then it's all good.
It's all good. But I'm not surprised by this. I think you're seeing it all over journalism. I think it impacts. You're starting to see it more in women, mainly because we have a lot more women in journalism now. They're trying to move up the ranks, but at the same time, we're trying to do more with less in journalism, and I think that's what's leading to a lot of this burnout.
You know, when we were talking about this in class on Monday, the students were pointing out a couple of things. Yeah, there's a statistically significant difference between men and women, but I'm not sure that Scott or anybody else can really explain it other than the one explanation we all kind of throw out there, which is sort of gender socialization. There's a lot more expectations for women in terms of family care and child care and all that kind of stuff. Okay, but what else? What are other factors that would be leading to this burnout? I mean, he mentioned a whole bunch of them that would affect men and women equally, which I think are kind of interesting. You know, budget cutbacks, is management, you know, what are they? Are they indecisive? New roles that journalists are having to play
these
days? The impact
of technology.
All the platforms they have to create content for. I believe all that stuff is true. But the other thing I'd also like to know, and maybe Scott can answer this, we're just looking at a press release and a couple of news summaries, but what about the burnout rate in journalism compared to the burnout rate in other industries right now? I mean, is it similar? Is it higher? It would be worth knowing.
I also think that you have a new generation of women coming into journalism, and they're going to have an impact on those numbers that Scott was talking about because they'll be better able to handle what's happening in journalism in terms of technology, in terms of the expediency of when that news needs to be generated, and they will have a lot more flexibility. But what I'm concerned about is whether or not the women who are coming in are going to be looking more at their jobs as opposed to also looking at their family life and those types of things and the impact that that may have on journalism and their role in journalism.